Steve Allen, a gold award from Arqiva tonight. Yes. Very proud for you.
Yes, I nearly cried. I'm so excited. I've never won anything. I've been in the business for 37 years nearly, and you just don't. I don't do it to win an award. I don't think you do radio to win an award. I think you do it because you either love doing it, and in my case, I'm allowed to exercise my bitterness and caustic wit against celebrities and rally against various people. I'm sitting there thinking, how long is this blooming thing going to go on for? And am I going to get out of here before, you know, we turn daylight outside? So Biggins gave me the award, and they started talking. When they were talking about this, I'm sitting there thinking, this is sounding a bit familiar, and he does this and does that. And then there was a couple of little clues, and I look around my table with Richard Park and everybody else, and they're smiling. I'm thinking, oh dear God, it's me. And it is nice to get something. It's nice to get anything at all. I mean, I'm just grateful to be alive.
I mean, as well as a decent audience, you've got a lot of celebrity fans as well. A lot of radio people listen to you on their way into breakfast shows.
Yeah, I've got lots of radio friends who then I bump into people here, and I arrive with nobody. I'm sitting all by myself, and people come up and go, I listen to you every morning as I'm going in to do my programme. That's what I think is flattering. I think because I'm allowed to get away with quite a lot, as Ofcom will testify, I'm quite good at things like that. But I love it. I'm given a great opportunity by LBC. They don't put demands on me. They're very, very nice to me. And I think they're kind because I think I'm going to die. And I think that's the only reason I'm still there. They're so worried in case I don't sort of last the year. But I love every minute. They're so nice. I mean, they really are nice. I don't say that because they pay my wages. They're nice people and they look after me. And they offer me they've even offered me a hotel room for this. I've declined a hotel room. Can you believe it?
And a few cameos recently on the Chris Moyles show. That's probably done something for your popularity, hasn't it?
Yes, that also boosted it up a little bit. That boosted very well because Chris came in when he first came into the building and he said, oh, I'm a big fan and all the rest of it. And you think, oh, load of old rubbish, isn't it? And then I went and appeared on his show, and then we just get on very well together. I think because we love what we're doing and somebody pays you money. And if that's as good as it gets, I'll die happy.
What, 36, 37 years at
79,
LBC?
79 I joined.
It's a long run, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks.
You're obviously doing something right to survive all those changes in ownership and management.
Yes, it has. But every time another management come in there, you think, are they going to like me or are they not going to like the act? If they don't like the act, then I could be out. But luckily, so far, they've just been nice to me. I mean, I said to my driver in this evening, he said, what do they like? I said, they're nice. I said, they're nice people. I said, they like me. And in radio, it's a difficult thing to get longevity. Whether or not lots of young people today will make it, I don't know. But I've just been grateful to be there through, I think, the best and the highlights of radio.
And finally, tell me about your 4 a.m. spike. It's a big one, isn't it?
It's a big spike. I'm desperately sad because we've got Radio coming up very shortly, and I'm worried that somebody might take it. And then I think, I don't think anybody does what I do because I've got the freedom to do things, and people don't. You know, most radio presenters now don't get much opportunity to talk. I get 2.5 hours. I don't have to take phone calls. I just sit there and talk and do what I do, and it kind of works.
Really well done, Steve. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.